Brad, how you doing?
Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Fantastic. Fantastic.
All right.
I'm calling you about your third lesson, Imagination, the Golden Key to Everything. Wow, Golden Key. That's just, man, everybody wants a Golden Key.
Oh, those were just the words that came to me, and I sent them along.
Well, they're perfect.
I didn't realize they wanted one.
Yeah, yeah, well, come on. The Golden Key, the Aladdin's Lamp, the, I don't know, the Hidden Treasure. You know, all those words are kind of synonymous in our mind to say that we're going to gain access to or get something that doesn't normally come. So imagination is the route to get it, according to your article.
Uh-huh, and it is.
I agree. I totally agree. It's learning how to use it properly, putting it to work in the right way and getting the right combination and practicing and practicing and practicing until, well, the imagination is just as powerful as your words.
Wow. More.
More. More. Well, maybe that's just a short-sighted goal on my part to make my imagination as powerful as my words, because I know that when I say certain things in certain ways to people, I can create things. I can create emotional responses. I can create love. I can create wealth. I can create, if I use my words properly and craft them accordingly, and at least that was the lesson I took in my early 20s and when I pursued how to speak properly, and now you're giving me a new level, totally, by using my imagination to do the same thing.
You know, just what is to me an amusing aside is, or with your words, insensitive and unthinking, you can create all kinds of living hell for yourself.
And I think your article points out that we do that with our imagination, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I can use my words to hurt people, but typically, you know, the funny thing is about using the imagination, when you use that negatively towards other people, it tends to bounce back on yourself. So that's the one thing that I've noticed, is that if I'm thinking negative, nasty thoughts about somebody, they actually end up hurting me. I had an interesting experience this week. I was sitting at my desk and typing away, and all of a sudden I noticed some tension in my chest and my back in a similar region. And I ignored it. I went, oh, I probably just slept funny or something like that. But as the day progressed, it got worse and worse and worse. And then the next morning I woke up, and I was quite grumpy. And I had been grumpy the day before, and I was having negative thoughts and all sorts of things. And sure enough, when I quieted myself and listened to what's going on, I realized that with my negativity and thoughts and judgmental thoughts towards other people and issues that were bothering me and fears, I had created tension in my body that manifested in the form of a knotted up muscle in my neck. And
amazing, isn't it?
And so here I was thinking these unpleasant thoughts about other people, and yet I was the recipient of the unpleasant thought because it tensed up my whole body. My whole body went, what are you doing? Stop. But
well,
I ignored it.
May I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Don't do that anymore.
Yeah, okay. You know, so what I did was I went in and I created some forgiveness in those areas. For myself and for those people who supposedly offended me in whatever way, shape, or form that I made up in my mind, again, using my imagination in a negative way. And then I just let my body heal, and it healed actually fairly quickly. The muscle tension relaxed right away. Unfortunately, the discomfort was there for probably another day or two, you know, residual effects of negativity. But, wow, it's a perfect example of the golden key. How that golden key can open up any box you like. It could be a good box, or it could be a not so good box, or an unpleasant box, so to speak.
Wow, great example. That's exactly it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to go into any of your examples because you're a religious wacko. I mean, according to this article, you're just all religious and whacked out about that. And everybody needs to laugh at you.
How religious is that?
I don't know. It's not very religious at all.
Oh.
So why don't you tell me how you use your imagination?
In very carefully.
I guess so. I guess so.
And from, that's one thing that you gain with wisdom from many years on this planet. If you worry, you tend to bring garbage on yourself, and worry is nothing more and nothing less than a visual picture that you planted in your mind of something you're afraid might happen to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay away from it.
Well, there's other ways to do it too. You know, for the that's probably a predominant methodology for someone who's visual, but for someone who's auditory, they may have a voice in their head saying some sort of negative thought that creates that worry. Or someone who's, say, more of in touch with their feelings, they get that queasy feeling in their stomach and they know that something's going wrong. But either way, it's the subconscious mind bringing something up for you to deal with your imagination in the proper way so you can resolve the conflict, whatever it is.
Ooh, interesting point of view.
Yeah.
So what prompted you to call about this particular article?
I just wanted to talk about it. It's just struck a point in me that just made me really excited, and it was very relevant to me this week because of the story that I just related to you about the knot in my neck and the discomfort that I had based on poor creation with my imagination.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it was relevant, as you say, relevant, be relevant. And so this one was extremely relevant to me in the moment. Thank you.
Well, I'm only too glad to help wherever I can. Ryan?
Okay. Well, do you have something to add to your article, or is it so obvious it needs no explanation? Or
now, expansion? Wouldn't that be a switch?
Yeah.
I can remember when you started interviewing me about articles going on 5 years ago, it was, I got a problem with this. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
And now it's a very lackadaisical, oh, I like it. In fact, here's what happened to me this week. I don't know. I wonder if that's good for audience participation what's the word I want to use? This calm attitude, this non-combative Ryan Bruce instead of the old, I've got a problem with you, buddy.
I'm quite sure that our audience doesn't really care about controversy, and they don't come here for that. I know that most people are looking for that when they watch the news or debate controversial issues. I think it's stimulating to people in a certain way. But that doesn't mean that a pleasant conversation and an example of the effect of imagination is not stimulating as well. Maybe some people want to know what you've described in your article and in a deeper way, and my being controversial would distract them.
Huh.
Maybe it's perfect. Maybe it's perfect, Brad. And maybe we should just hang up and say, hey, thanks for this fun time. I was excited about your article, and now everybody else knows why I'm so excited.
All right. And if this conversation has been dull, then it won't be too pleasant to those to whom it was dull. However, Mr. Publisher, it's always exciting to talk to you. Say goodbye, Ryan.
Goodbye, Ryan.
Hey, love you, man. Thanks for the call.